Well, joining me now in the studio with a recap of some of the results from members of the U.S. Ski and Snowboard team, I've got Tom Webb. Good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing well, thanks. So, Michaela Schifrin, unstoppable, it sounds like, at this point.
Yeah, we've talked about her a few times this season already, but she just keeps breaking records. Courchevel, over the weekend, she reached her 50th World Cup race. Race win, which makes her the youngest racer ever to win 50 World Cup races. She's tied Alberto Tomba on the all-time win list already. She has 35 World Cup slalom wins, which equals that of her childhood hero, Marley Shield. And she really, you know, that is truly her hero. She's very humble when she talks about her own achievements, but extremely respectful of people like Marley's. She now shares the record with Marley's for the most World Cup slalom victories. She's basically now absolutely dominating the Alpine World Cup season. I don't think the accolades can be high enough for what she's achieving. It's incredible.
Yeah. So basically, she's got the overall globe in her hand this early into the season?
Definitely wouldn't say that. We have many, many races to go. And also a World Championships in February in Åre in Sweden. So I think, you know, while her focus at the moment is race to race, she's obviously also looking ahead to those World Championships and wanting to be able to do well there. I don't think anybody would be suggesting for a second that she's got hands on anything because, you know, with ski racing, anything could happen. But I think we're very lucky to be able to watch somebody like, you know, like Michaela at this kind of point in her career. There's an awful lot of sports people and entertainers and true greats of each generation who people talk about for decades. And I think we're watching something very, very special that transcends her sport.
Yeah. So what is it about her? I mean, what has she got that others don't?
Well, I think you could probably break it down into two areas. One would be the emotional one. She just has this focus that is astonishing. She has this ability to be able to lock out the noise around her, concentrate on what she needs to do, and then get that done. And then I think in physical terms, you could probably break it down in practically. You could look at the science of what she does. You know, she's able to turn more quickly than her opponents. And when you're looking at the kind of fine margins that ski racers have, she is doing something, frankly, astonishing. It would be fascinating to look at, what is it that separates somebody over a short course that means you win by 0.3, 0.2, 0.4 seconds? You know, that's not even the blink of an eye. But she's able to find that kind of gap that is the difference between winning and losing. As I say, again, you know, think Tiger Woods in his pomp. You know, think about some of the world's greatest athletes, and we're watching one of those at work.
Okay. Let's see. Ted, last we had heard, we kind of saw him miss a gate, hike back up, kind of pull his back. Is he okay?
Yeah, Ted's okay at the moment. If anything, the men's team is having a spectacular season. A number of the younger guys who Ted has been an inspiration for over the years are really starting to come through. Ryan Cochran-Siegel in particular has registered some incredibly impressive performances. And I think Ted's maybe what he's doing at the moment in kind of comparison to some of his teammates. We're not seeing quite the success rates that we want from Ted, but he's good and he always has that ability to be able to bounce back. So I think fans of him from here back home should just keep an eye on him because, again, it's a long season and there's more to come.
Okay, but he's healthy?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, let's see. Snowboard cross. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, snowboard cross, one of the events that's going to be showcased in 2019 World Champs up. And for snowboard cross and ski cross, it's going to be up in Solitude. So a couple of good results for the team over the weekend. Lindsay Jacobellis, who is the supreme athlete in her sport, registered two podiums at the weekend in Chivinia in Italy, a first and a second. Lindsay's another one who, kind of like Michaela, is at times unbeatable. So for her to kick off her World Cup season and her World Championship season with a win and a second is a good start to her year. And then a young man called Jake Vedder, who just joined the team. He made the full A team at the start of this season. So Jake, 2018 World Junior Champion, also scored big. He won his first ever World Cup podium in second place. I met Jake a few weeks ago back in Copper Mountain in Colorado where the team were training. And I cannot tell you what a nice young man he is. He's incredibly humble. It's a kind of rock and roll sport, snowboard cross. You know, elbows out. You need to push for position to get yourself ahead of the pack. And you'd meet a young man like him and think, hey, maybe he's a little bit too humble for this. But boy, when you see him perform, he really knows what he's doing.
It's kind of like roller derby. I mean, right? I mean, it's when they start off at four in a gate and then just kind of push their way.
It is,
around,
yeah.
Turns and jumps. And
yeah, and it kind of has none of the, this maybe sounds a little rude, but it has none of the finesse of maybe alpine skiing. But it is, it makes great, great entertainment. And I think looking ahead to February, anybody who's thinking about coming and watching any of the events, go to Solitude. You'll see some great racing, and B, there's some very, very strong American medal prospects there.
Okay, so we're going to see some good television coverage of World Champs?
Yeah, we're going to see some amazing television coverage. NBC are dedicating an awful lot of airtime to all of the events. We got quite a few of them actually on the full NBC terrestrial channel. So those folks sitting at home who maybe don't have access to the Olympic channel or NBCSports.com are going to be able to see what's taking place. And with so many events taking place over the 10 days, yeah, we're going to have some wall-to-wall TV.
Okay. Let's see. We had the free ski half pipe in China.
Yeah, so Secret Garden in China, which is the 2022 Beijing Olympic Games venue. So Hunter Hess was out there, part of our Free Ski World Cup halfpipe team. He also scored his first World Cup podium. So he and Jake putting some good points on the board early in their season. And the interesting thing with that is Secret Garden's course that they laid out and the halfpipe that's there is exactly what's going to be used for the Olympic Games in 22. So fast forward a few years, Hunter and his teammates have now got that kind of muscle memory already in place ahead of the Olympic Games. The word back from Secret Garden is it is an outstanding venue, absolutely fabulous. So I think excitement levels for those guys already rising about what's going to be taking place in a few years' time out there.
Okay, and I think since we last talked, we've heard about Salt Lake City being named as the 2030 choice for the Winter Games.
Yeah, that tiny little bit of news. massive, massive for the city. Awful lot of work has gone in by a bunch of very, very talented people who are dedicated and passionate about bringing the Olympic Games back here. It's worth caveating this, which still very much could and maybe, because obviously there's various other stages that everybody needs to go through. But we work an awful lot with the folks at the Utah Sports Commission, who I know were integrally involved in helping USOC make that decision. An incredibly good case was put forward by Salt Lake City, obviously by up here in Park City as well. And I think that everybody I talk to is saying, imagine what it'd be like to have the games back here in 2030. There's still that kind of rumbling about maybe 2026, and I don't know enough about the kind of details of it, but I think it's a fabulous opportunity for some amazing sport to take place here in this beautiful part of the world.
Yeah, and again, it's just at this point, America's choice. We still need to go on through the International Olympic Committee for a final bid city.
That's exactly right, yeah. So Salt Lake City chosen as the official USOC bid city. Again, yeah, now there's a big series of hoops to go through. But I think, there's a lot of talk about other countries and other bid cities maybe not having quite the same kind of singular focus on this that Salt Lake City has. So I think there's a few people here who are quietly optimistic.
Okay. Tom, anything else?
No, I just want to wish everybody a very, very Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, and now that the snow's really falling here in Park City, get out there and enjoy the snow.
Okay, see you next week. Thanks, Tom.
Thank you.
It's Tom Webb with U.S. Ski and Snowboard. You're listening to the Local News Hour on KPCW.